So that became a really powerful moment for me to see and how aversion works, how all of the hindrances work in a way. They'll come into play basically as a remedy for a situation that is already difficult, you know, and step in, and oh, it's almost like they dangle themselves and say, you know, this is, here's a solution. This is difficult. This is a difficult climb. I know what you can do. You can hate it. You know? You can contract and tighten everything up. And that's, it's like if you look at the hindrances, you know, each one of them is like the mind's best guess, the unawakened mind's best guess at what to do with difficulty, what to do with a difficult situation. So, you know, there's a huge potential for insight in these kinds of situations. So here you have a situation where things are difficult and there is contracting going around it. You know, my interest as a meditator then would be to find out, stay right there and find out about aversion. How does it work? And is it the remedy that it presents itself to be? It's like it's coming in there and saying, do this, and this will make you feel better. I mean, isn't that amazing? It's like something is scary. Well, here, worry about it. Get anxious. You know, that'll help. Something is uncertain and difficult, you know. Keep thinking about it, you know, just keep thinking about it and you'll come to some kind of remedy, you know. Or like just with desire. Desire is, it says, this feels good. Okay, keep doing it, get more. Keep, you know, lean into it. And then you watch where that actual movement of the mind is the very thing that takes us out of the pleasure. It's so weird. You know, each one of them has a lure and is telling us that it's going to help the situation. And it's doing just the opposite. It's like, I mean, you gotta love it, you know. It's so stupid. I mean, every one of the hindrances, I mean, all you have to do is scratch them, scratch the surface just a little bit, and see, to see the utter and complete foolishness and absurdity of these as responses, you know. But we'll turn to them over and over again. Yeah, it's amazing. So here you have a situation where something is difficult. So tighten up and contract, get constipated, you know, and see if that helps.